This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
I said, Alan, I will go to you and with the question. I should note that the money source was also awarded 2019 Housing Wire's Tech 100 winner, so it's pretty significant. Alan, what's your thoughts
yes.
on this?
Well, Gary, it's good to talk to you again. I think we've talked in the past, or I've chatted with some of your team members, and I've been following you guys for quite a bit. We actually brought you up on the radio program quite a few times. My show notes, I have you back in March. You guys had a good press release that, you know, talked about the patent-pending technology and your servicing application and all that. So I think, you know, when you talk about blockchain and what you guys have been doing and the process that you're inventing, it leads me to believe that you could be very successful at blockchain, because a lot of us in the industry have sort of, we see how it will work. We see some people testing it, but in the end, it's who will own the data and who will create one of the or the majority of certain blockchains that we will adapt to. And, you know, if you're right there with the servicing data and you've got access to new servicing being put on, right, and then also old, and you get to start to acquire more data and you just get to build out that blockchain, you have a very unique ability not only to create blockchain but to create unique data and aggregates that you could put in blockchain about the data. And so I'm making a quick guess that from what you said today, it's sort of the direction you're going, but I thought I'd ask you that question if that's something you're willing to share and talk about.
Yeah, for us, we just started taking a look at, well, if the future of financial services will rely on a foundation based on the blockchain, how will that affect servicing? And we started just ideating around that. And so for us, there was a couple areas that we thought were interesting. One was this idea we call servicing in a box, and we have a patent pending on that, which is it shouldn't be difficult to move a client from one lender to the next. It should sit in the blockchain. And so this idea around client sits in the blockchain and really they're moving between these different platforms through the blockchain, and their data is coming back into the blockchain. Now it changes this fragmented system we have today where I have one guy on MSP that's doing a conversion to Fiserv, or they changed the name to Sagent now, and I need to pull it out of a mainframe BDE file and put it into a file that's actually workable. This is, you know, when you look at the way servicing technology is today, it's no wonder that customers get frustrated when they're dealing with their servicers, because we're working on antiquated technology. So
right.
For us, the idea is that you need to have a new foundation for where the information is stored, and we believe the blockchain is going to allow for that. The next thing that we look at is, well, once you have that data there, to your point, how can I make different credit decisions? For us, we do this in Simi in our servicing software. I can go into my system, my subservicers can go into our systems, and they can see payment trends. They could see that, like I said before, David, I don't need to call this guy. He makes his payment on the 24th every month. You know when I need to call him? On the 25th, and he hasn't made his payments, right?
I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Black Knight, Open Mortgage, Finastra, Rezex, the Warehouse Lending Division of United Bank, the MBA, the Lenders One, the Mortgage Collaborative, CMLA, as well as Velma, Knowledge Coop, which is a great training platform, Vidyard, and AI Assist. Thanks for listening, everybody. Appreciate you being here. Have a great week, and be sure to come back next week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week